The conservative war against higher education has been playing out in dramatic fashion in Florida, the state where Governor Ron DeSantis says woke goes to die. In 2023, DeSantis took aim at New College, a small liberal arts honors college in Sarasota. What followed was a hostile takeover. DeSantis replaced much of the board with conservative allies. They killed the gender studies program, drove out dozens of faculty members, and stripped the library of books by Black and queer authors and tossed them into a dumpster. They also offered generous incentives to student athletes to rebalance the student body. DeSantis said, if you want to do things like gender studies, go to Berkeley. Now a new documentary tells a powerful story about the takeover of New College. It screened this week at the Boston International Film Festival, and full disclosure, our home station WBUR is co-sponsor of the festival. The film is called First They Came for My College. The director is Patrick Bresnan, and Amy Reed was a professor of French and director of the Gender Studies program at New College. And Patrick, Amy, welcome to both of you. Thank you for coming in.
Well, it's an honor to be here in Boston. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And let me start with a clip from the documentary, if I can. This is student Gabby Battista talking about why she came to New College.
I came because we didn't have frats or sororities. We didn't have big sports. I wanted academic rigor. Here, the community is just built different. Radical acceptance. I think that's one of the major things that sets New College apart from probably any other institution I might have gone to.
So, Amy, let me start with you as a former New College professor. For lots of our listeners who might not have heard of New College, tell us something about it, what it was known for, what kind of students go there.
I first learned of New College when I was in graduate school, and I ended up living in a co-op where half of my roommates were New College students. And they impressed me for their fierceness and their brilliance. And that's what made me want to get a job at New College. And that's how I ended up spending 30 years teaching in Sarasota, Florida. The students were amazing. And it was a real privilege to be able to teach in a place where learning was a shared endeavor.
Patrick, it's such a powerful film. And one of the reasons it's so powerful is because you do such a good job telling this story from the perspective of the students and the faculty members. Talk a little bit about the decision to cast the film in that way.
I wanted to make a film that young people watched, and I knew to do that, we had to shoot it in their voice. So the first thing we did, instead of investing in big crews, sound people, lighting, we just bought six of the smartest students we met, many of them on the student newspaper, brand new iPhones with 500 gigabytes of space. And we just gave them the imperative to journal what's happening, journal how this makes you feel, and record in real time what you're seeing happen on your campus.
It's really something, that aspect of the film. I want to play another clip from the film. So this is Governor Ron DeSantis talking about why he took aim at New College.
When I got elected governor, I didn't know anything about it. We had either my first or second year as governor, the Speaker of the House, who's a friend of mine at the time, came and said, you know, will you get rid of New College with me? I'm like, what is New College? He's like, well, they're not doing great. And it really became captive to left ideology, gender ideology, CRT, all this stuff.
So there's a real sense that comes across in the film of this small college under siege here. Amy, let me come back to you. You know, we see you in the film as a board member watching other board members essentially vote your gender studies program out of existence. Can you talk about what that experience was like?
We no longer had the spaces and places that we needed to continue a collaborative model of education, which is what New College was always about. Literally, they astroturfed parts of campus to make it inhospitable. They plowed down hundreds and hundreds of trees in different green spaces on campus. Being on the Board of Trustees was a very alienating experience. It was very frustrating to have people who cared very little about New College as a community, cared very little about our academic mission, making decisions that impacted the lives of people I hold very dear.
Patrick, I'd love you to explain a little more how DeSantis and the new board went about reshaping, remaking, deconstructing, if you will, New College?
What they did to change the demographics of the college was introduce 14 sports programs. There were literally two varsity baseball teams and not a single field on the campus. It was terrible for the athletes as well. Many of the students thought they could study things like business and criminology. And when they got to New College, this is an honors college where the smartest kids in the state of Florida go. So these poor athletes were put in a situation that they could only fail or transfer, because New College is incredibly rigorous.
At the end of the film, you have a caption that says, "Since Donald Trump's re-election, the hostile takeover of New College has been a blueprint for attacks on colleges and universities across the U.S. Patrick, can you say a little more about that?
Sure. As we travel this film across the country, we had professors and students in the audience saying, "What happened at New College is exactly what's happening at our college. We're seeing the disintegration of liberal arts education across the country."
If I can add, since I left New College, I've joined PEN America, where I work on a team that pushes back against educational censorship. We are seeing across Florida, Texas, other states, the removal of career academics and the installation of political appointees to run colleges, and that's not a good model. We've seen in states like Texas a move to censor not just what faculty are able to teach, but now what students are able to research. And we're really coming up to a red line in the United States. If we want to maintain the integrity of our higher education system, if we want to hold on to ideas of academic freedom and freedom of expression for faculty and for students, for our society at large, everybody in the country should be paying attention. What started at New College has spread, unfortunately, across the country.
I want to play one more clip from the film. This is Professor Maria Vesperi, who ran the student newspaper. And in this clip, she's trying to give a bit of a pep talk to her students in a very dark time.
People don't understand what's happening. They want to know. They're desperate to know. And you were telling them, and that's so important. So whatever happens, don't lose sight of that. Don't lose sight that you are actually in a historic moment. And it's not a great moment, but you're playing a role in it.
After all these changes, and I think, Amy, this is a question for you, what's New College like today? Does it have any room at all for people like Professor Vesperi, for people like you? I know you're not teaching there anymore. Does it retain any of its old spirit and sense of originality?
Yes, it does. New College was designed to empower students to be the drivers of their own education, and that's not an agency that people are likely to give up. There are still a number of faculty there who are working really hard to provide all students, whether they came in after the takeover or are there since before, with the educational opportunities that New College was designed to offer. I had to leave, but I am very grateful to my colleagues who are still there, to the work that they are doing, because that vision of New College as a place where faculty support student learning, that's a valuable thing.
All right. Well, the film is called First They Came for My College, and we've been talking to the director, Patrick Bresnan, and Amy Reed, who was a professor of French and led the gender studies program at New College. Patrick, Amy, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it, and thanks for the film.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.